And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's all-birthday show, we'll celebrate Bick Spiderbeck, Irving Kale, Meph Mole, Peter DeRose, and Ben Selvin. Yesterday, March 10th, marked the birth in 1903 in Davenport, Iowa of... That's right, Leon Bick Spiderbeck. His father operated a fuel and lumber company, and his mother was a pianist, so he had piano lessons. But after hearing recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, he turned his attention to the cornet, which he taught himself to play by playing along with the records. In 1919, he bought his first cornet and played in school events and with local groups. His family disapproved of his interest in jazz, and that, along with his less-than-stellar performance in school, resulted in his parents enrolling him in Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago in 1921. But after-hours trips to Chicago to play and hear jazz and poor grades resulted in his expulsion in May of 1922. After several months working for his father in Davenport, he turned to a career in music. He played and recorded with the Wolverines and the Gene Golkett Band in 1924, and in 1925 recorded for Jeanette and played with Charlie Strait, the Breeze Blowers, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra. In May of 1926, Bix and Tram joined the Gene Golkett Band in New York until it disbanded in September of 1927. On October 27th, they joined Paul Whiteman's band, playing engagements across the country and recording with the full band and with various groups under their own names. Years of excessive alcohol consumption led to deteriorating health, and Bix left Whiteman in September of 1929. His hopes of rejoining the group after recuperation didn't materialize, and he worked playing piano with Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, and Jack Teagarden. He died on August 6, 1931 at 9:30 p.m. Here's Bix Spiderbeck. Thank you. And his gang, the gang consisting of Bill Rank on trombone, Irving Friedman on clarinet, Min Liebrook on bass sax, and Roy Bargy on piano, all of whom have solos there, and Harry Gale on drums, and Wa-da-da, everybody's doing it now. Wa-da-da was written by Harry Barris and James Cavanaugh and recorded by O.K. in Chicago on July 7th, 1928. I was going to precede that with Oh Yeah Yeah, just because it's another kind of a nonsense title, but Bix isn't very prominent on that. So you heard There'll Come a Time, played there by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra on January 9th, 1928. There'll Come a Time was written by Wingy Minone and Miff Mole, and we have a whole segment dedicated to Miff Mole coming up later in the show. We began our little tribute to Bix with Bix and his Rhythm Jugglers and Toddlin' Blues, written by Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. The Rhythm Jugglers were Don Murray on clarinet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, pianist Paul Mertz, and drummer Tommy Gargano. Toddle and Blues was recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on January 26, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Houtsdale, Pennsylvania, of lyricist Irving Kail. In the mid-20s, he was appearing in New York vaudeville sketches written by Gus Edwards when he met composer Sammy Fain, and the two formed one of the most prolific collaborations ever in Tin Pan Alley, and which lasted until Kail's death in 1942. Their first song together, along with Francis Wheeler, was Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella in 1927, which was recorded by Roger Wolf Kahn and Sam Lennon. In 1930, they were signed by Paramount Pictures to write a song for the Maurice Chevalier picture The Big Pond. They traveled to Los Angeles and wrote You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me and wound up staying in L.A., where they worked for several movie studios, but also wrote for Broadway. Irving Kail died in New York on February 7, 1942, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. Irving Kail's best-known songs include Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella, I'll Be Seeing You, and these.
Now I just bought a little movie camera, so we could have a picture show at home. Imagine that I'm Gilbert, my girl's Garbo.
That's a pretty thought.
While we make a movie of our own.
Tell me about it, Van, huh?
Now I'm the fellow in the garden, playing on a mandolin.
That's nice.
You'll need a miss to throw a kiss. Well, that's where she'll come in. Now I'm the happy groom in June time.
So soon.
Creatures ready to begin. You'll need a bride right by your side. Well, that's where she'll come in. Ah, then a scene, a dreamy little scene of a love.
You're the villain, I suppose, huh?
No, I'm the hero. Happy with the one that I love best. There may be a touch of sorrow when it's kinda hard to grin. We'll need someone to bring the sun, and that's where she'll come in. I've been thinking that when we show our love scene, we'll need a cute theme song to make our picture real.
Well, how will it go?
That I don't know. Just what do you think is ideal?
I've got it, Dan. Just a song at twilight.
No, that doesn't seem right. Here the tune can't be beat. Sunshine boys will intervene, and we have them with us on the screen.
There may be a touch of sorrow when it's mighty hard to grin. We know you'll need someone just to bring you the sun. That's where we come in. Yes, and that's where we come in.
Last with the day fading fast like a boy and a girl in a storybook. Here we are alone in a world of our own, like a pair in a love song sweet. Here's the note, dear, just like like a song and book, dear. Take a look, dear, the picture is complete. Ah, the moon is here, ah, we are here. Love is off to a beautiful start. I'm sitting pretty and you're by my side. I'm well supplied, plenty of you, plenty to do. Ah, it feels so grand when I hold your hand. There's a hop, skip, and jump in my heart. What is this funny thing I can't get too much of? Ah, I've got a feeling it's love. In my heart. What is this funny thing I can't get too much of? Ah, I've got a feeling it's love.
Thank you.
Arthur Wright with Leo Reisman's orchestra, September 6, 1933, and By a Waterfall. Before that, from the 1933 Busby Berkeley film Footlight Parade, it was Ramona Davies and her grand piano with Ah, the Moon is Here. Accompanying Ramona were Benny Bonaccio, Bunny Berrigan, and Herb Quigley, all members of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. That recording is from August 16, 1933. We began our tribute to Irving Cale with the Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney singing and playing piano, and Dan Mooney, and That's Where You Come In. The other two songs were by Irving Cale and Sammy Fain, but That's Where You Come In was by Cale and J. Russell Robinson.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Today, March 11th, marks the birth in 1898 in Roosevelt, New York, of Irving Milford Mole, better known as Miff Mole. A multi-instrumentalist, he played piano and violin but settled on the trombone in his mid-teens and was working with a number of small early jazz bands in and around New York. During the 20s, he was with the original Memphis Five, Sam Lennon, Ray Miller, Ross Gorman, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Don Voorhees. In the mid-20s, he became friends with Red Nichols, and the pair made a great many records together in Nichols-led bands, including the Redheads, the Hottentots, the Charleston Chasers, the Cotton Pickers, and Red and Miff Stompers. From 1938 to 40, he was with Paul Whiteman, after which he did studio work and taught. He was with Benny Goodman briefly in 1943 and then led his own Dixieland combo at Nick's in New York and in jazz clubs in Chicago. Miff Mole died in New York City on April 29, 1961. Here's Miff Mole.
Thank you.
with nice solos from Miff, Red Nichols on trumpet, and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. That was Miff Mole's Molars and the original Dixieland One Step from August 30th, 1927. Before that, from the same session, we heard Imagination, written by clarinetist, saxophonist, arranger, and composer Fud Livingston, whose real name was Joseph Anthony Livingston. And speaking of real names, Pee Wee Russell's real name was Charles Ellsworth Russell. We began our tribute to Miff Mole with Red and Miff's Stompers and Slippin' Around, a Miff Mole composition recorded October 12, 1927. My real name is Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1900 in New York City of Peter DeRose. He was first taught music by his sister, and after graduating from DeWitt Clinton High School, he went to work at music publisher G. Ricordi and Company at 12 West 45th Street in New York. He became a performer on radio and appeared with his wife, May Singy Breen, on the NBC show Sweethearts of the Air, which was broadcast for over 15 years. He was a prolific composer, contributing songs to Broadway musicals including Errol Carroll's Vanities of 1928 and Ziegfeld Follies of 1934, and film scores including Song of Love and The Fighting Seabees. He collaborated with lyricists including Charlie Tobias, Mitchell Parrish, Benny Davis, Sam Lewis, and Stanley Adams. He died in New York City on April 23, 1953. Highlights from the DeRose catalog include Muddy Water, Rain, Have You Ever Been Lonely, When I'm Walking with My Sweetness, When Your Hair Has Turned to Silver, and these.
Thank you. And I want you to know, yes, sir, I long to be near you, honey. Somebody does, wherever you go. You know, somebody's just crazy about you, right from the start. You brought nothing else but happiness, honey. Happiness, I tell you, right into Teddy's heart. Yes, sir. Oh, somebody loves you every hour of the day. That's 24. When you're around, honey, or when you're away, oh, say, somebody loves you. Tell me, can't you see in that somebody ain't nobody else but me? Yes, sir.
Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis, reminding us that there are 24 hours in a day, and the first recording of Somebody Loves You, written by Peter DeRose and Charlie Tobias. That's from March 16, 1932, and you had solos from Muggsy Spanier on cornet and Benny Goodman on clarinet before he left to form his own band. Before Ted, it was Abe Lyman and his orchestra with a somewhat uncharacteristic sound on Wagon Wheels from Ziegfeld Follies. That recording is from January 30th, 1934, and an unidentified vocal chorus sings the Billy Hill lyrics. We started off with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Carefree from November 10th, 1927. The vocal duo there was Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hill, Pot. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of violinist and bandleader and one of my favorites, Ben Selvin. The family had emigrated from Russia, and Ben's father, Max, was a tailor. A musical prodigy, Ben started playing the violin at age 7 and made his first public appearance at the Star Casino at age 9. In 1913, he made his first appearance on Broadway, and at just 19, he formed his own orchestra, which played at the Moulin Rouge for a record 7 years. He probably made more records than any other bandleader of the 78 era, but his best-selling record was Dardanella, waxed by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra for Victor on November 20, 1919. He recorded exclusively for Vocalion from 1921 to 24 when he began recording for Columbia, Paramount, Plaza, and Brunswick. He began working in radio by 1924, and although complaining about the medium's tonal balance, in 1925 he was broadcasting over WFBH and doing his own announcing, and in 1927 was program director of the Columbia Phonograph Hour, heard every Wednesday evening over the Columbia Radio Network. In the late 30s, he was chief programmer for Muzak and later worked for RCA, retiring at age 65. He died July 15, 1980. Here's Ben Selvin.
And right away watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time that you enjoy should get acquainted. Make life worthwhile. The morning smile, darn your smile.
I'm taking to you, just like a daisy takes to the dew. All that I prayed for, you were just made for, baby. Take it from me, I'm taking a vow. Whenever you're near me, you cheer me somehow. You're so alluring, it's past enduring, baby. There may be others, sisters and brothers, telling us both love is blind. Still I'll continue trying to win you. I know you're just my kind. Take it from me, I'm taking to you. Tell me you're caring, tell me it's true. Your love will make me, why don't you take me, baby?
Thank you. happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days, happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let us sing a song of happy cheer again. Happy, happy, happy days are here again.
If our current political campaigns had songs like that, which was FDR's 1932 campaign anthem, we'd be a lot better off. That, of course, was Happy Days Are Here Again, written by Milton Ager and lyricist Jack Yellen, and introduced in the 1930 MGM picture Chasing Rainbows. The vocal in that recording was by the Rollickers. Although it's associated with the Depression, the song was written in 1929, about 3 months before the stock market crash. Before that, it was Dick Robertson providing the vocal on Take It From Me on July 7, 1931. Take It From Me was composed by Fats Waller with lyrics by Stanley Adams and was preceded by the Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney once again, this time exhorting you to smile, darn ya, smile, from February 27, 1931. That maniacal laugh, guffaw, chortle, belly laugh, or whatever you want to call it, wasn't Joe or Dan, but trumpeter Bob Aphros, who can also be heard making that sound on Mama Inez, which was recorded the same day. Smile, Darnya, Smile was written by Charles O'Flynn, Jack Meskell, and Max Rich. We began our tribute to Ben Sullivan with the Missouri Jazz Band, a Ben Sullivan pseudonym on the Domino label, and Spanish Shawl from December 14, 1925. Spanish Shawl was written by Billy Myers, Lester Melrose, and Elmer Schobel. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.